You're such an asshole.
Well, this will be a pretty straightforward one here. So I'll read through it. I'm reaching out because I want your opinion of how or if I should follow my mother's advice and communicate with my deadbeat father. Just some backstory. My parents divorced when I was around 5. So your mom is pretty dumb. Your mom chose the wrong guy, and you probably should not listen to your mom's advice. She keeps choosing the wrong man. Okay, so let's just establish that. You probably shouldn't listen to your mom. Unless, like, she turned her life around and was making, like, $250,000, and, like, Lee is like, yeah, you know what? I got some therapy. I got my life together. Yeah, you really are. In between her soaps and getting off her ass and collecting a government check, maybe you shouldn't listen to mom just yet. Just a backstory. Parents divorced when I was around 5. I remember my father coming around a few times. Then they ceased altogether. My mom tried to not speak bad about him. Most of the things I found out were through second source. All right, so it doesn't sound like your mom was preventing you from seeing him. So your dad chose not to see you. Because there's two types of gals once they get divorced. They either, like, use the children as weapons and deny the father from seeing the children. Or they're like, no, you know, they don't speak ill of the father. They're very respective. And, like, nope, you could see the kid, of course. All right, it sounds like the second. So your dad chose not to see you. For example, I found my mother's pregnancy calendar for my sister saying he walked out on her a few times. Mom's pregnancy calendar. My sister, so he's already walking out. All right. But your mom didn't decide to put on a condom or take birth control with an unstable guy. Let's have another kid. My sister is older, has a relationship with him. She told me that we have 4 half-siblings by 3 different women. 2 are older than us. My mother didn't know about the second child until after they were married. My sister was born. The joys of living up to stereotypes. When I was in my late teens, early 20s, my mom told me she stayed in that marriage only because she didn't want to break up a family, but she filed for a divorce because he would consistently leave my sister and I and come back when it was convenient to him. All right, so this is not a responsible guy. This is a bad guy. He didn't love you. Bad. Don't care if he's blood related. He is a bad and evil person. He didn't try to make contact more until I was closer to being an adult. Gee, I wonder why. Since I've become an adult, she has encouraged me to speak with him on my own terms because she regrets I did not grow up with my father in my life like she did. And she claims she could never give me the paternal love that is my birthright. Well, never mind. I'm done beating up on women's dumb choice. Oh, by the way, in case you didn't know, how about you learn from your mom and don't make the same mistake of picking a scumbag, okay? Can you just prevent another generation of children suffering like you and your half-quarter step, half-siblings? To do some good. She wants me to determine if I want to be a part of him, to be a part of my life, or get closure on a relationship I never had a chance to grow. I called him up earlier this month and his heart melted. No, he faked like his heart melted, but I felt awkward talking to this man. I didn't want to be impolite, so I told him he could text me and we could see where it goes from there. That's very, very good. Very good. You're giving him a chance, seeing where it goes, but you're not committing. That's very grown up on your part. Start getting spammed with nauseating texts from a man who is a stranger to me. In the back of my head, I cannot help but to feel like one of his baby mamas he's trying to butter up by love bombing them until he gets away. Yeah, he's going for my... Yes! Yes! I asked him politely to stop with the overly affectionate text. He took offense to it and last texted me while with no further response. Yeah, okay, all right. Drama queen. Even though he's a guy. No, bad guy. I don't care, but I'm half of him. No, it doesn't matter. Blood is not thicker than water. Get it through your heads. Sir, what do you think? You've been more of a male influence in my life than he has. Well, that's because he's been no male influence. It's like my claim, which is 100% verifiably true. I'm deadly serious about this. I've gotten more black people out of poverty than the Democrat Party. Why? Because the Democrat Party hasn't gotten one poor black person out of poverty yet. It's not that high of a ceiling or a hurdle to jump. I can only thank him for helping me not make my mother's mistake and marry a man who's just like, good, good. It ends. It ends. I say, well, what does he do for a living? Is he in jail? Does he have a real profession? What good has he done in the past to atone for the bleep show that he dragged you and your sister through? You came out of the gate swinging, golly. Yeah, this is not touchy-feely consulting. This is get to brass tacks and get your problem solved consulting. He isn't currently in jail. I couldn't find any public records of him being locked up. I did some web snooping. I can't confirm, but he may have worked at a family business to avoid wage garnishment. Okay. All I know is that my mom met him when he worked at a place and that he was a DJ or something. He hasn't done anything to atone besides apologize to me. He did tell my sister he would pay half of her car note when she was 19 and trying to get her life together. The car was a lemon, and he told her he wouldn't pay the money he agreed to sometime later, so her credit was F for years. Gee, I wonder if you should have a relationship with this piece of crap. Shoo-de-doo, boo-de-boo. No. No, no, look. I'm going to give you the straight answer. This is the course of action you're going to have to take. But because we're not robots and you're human and you're young and you're, we have biology, it's going to be hard. You're going to need to talk to a real psychologist or professional therapist who deals in this. But I don't care about blood. Okay. Blood doesn't mean anything. This is a bad person, and you need to realize that. And you need to overcome your hardwired biological programming to want to have something to do with your father, which is completely understandable, right? But it doesn't change the fact that he's a bad person, and he's bad for you, and you never had a father. And whereas I could tell you this, you know, like this is going to be a bad thing for you. You should not have anything to do with this person. That does not change how you feel here, not to mention like here, because it's all biological, neurochemical and all that. That's where you got to go talk to a therapist to get over that. But once you realize that, this, stop looking at him as dad and try to let go of this. But I want to have a relationship with you, my dad. Not everybody gets that. Not everybody gets that. Okay. So once you realize this person never loved you, doesn't give a damn about you being his own effing daughter, and is screwed over your sister financially, and is now just doing it for himself, you will realize that this is a vile and evil person who has no problems taking advantage of people and is not deserving of a relationship with you, let alone your time. Whereas your mom may be well-intended, your mom is naive. Incredibly naive, because she will have another kid. So no, they have nothing to do with this guy. Nothing. Don't tell him where you live. Based on other scumbags I know, not fathers or parents or anything like this, but other people, they're lining you up to get money. Borrow some money, get some attention, have some vanity. What's the word I'm looking for? Agency and purpose in life. No, no. He's just going to sponge off you, at minimum, emotionally and psychologically, if not financially. So that's it. And then if you need a therapist, I know what, maybe go to histherapist.com. He only deals with guys, but he'll give you the straight dope. He might take a female client. Tell him I sent you. Show him this video so he knows I recognize, well, even though you're a girl, go, you know. All right, let's go to the super chat if there is any. Yeah, see here, Hector, he knows. He's like, yeah, it's, you know, just because it's mom and dad doesn't mean they're good people. Thomas, $2 up, Cappy. Nothing much, Tom. Just getting the work done before I gotta go do more stuff today. Joe Mercer's Way, £5. John of Modern Life Dane told us to unsubscribe from you. Can't trust the youngsters these days. I'm sure he did it out of jest. I'm sure he was joking. That's it. That's all we got. Okay. There you go. Questions, answers, aholeconsulting.com. See you guys later, Toodles.